Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I'm sure that everyone digs into their freezer now and then and pulls out something completely forgotten. In my case recently, it was a package of phyllo dough. Well, I thought, what can I do with this? And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I think that's a fair question. What can we do with phyllo dough?
Well, I mean, a lot, Al. I'd say
yeah,
a lot.
Good.
You know, it's a very useful thing, and it's something you shouldn't forget about. You should always have some in the freezer.
Yeah.
Just because you never know when you want to make something fun.
Yeah, it's not something you want to try to make from scratch, though.
No way.
Yeah, phyllo is this kind of paper-thin, unleavened pastry dough that produces exquisite, flaky wrappings for a variety of foods, right?
Yeah, and because it has almost no fat in it, you have to add your own, often by brushing melted butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's also a couple tricks you'll need to know about working with it. First, when you take it out of the freezer, you definitely have to let it thaw completely.
Yeah.
Safety is if you can do, you know, have plan ahead, put it in the fridge and let it sit overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to be very careful you unpack it.
Right.
Because it's so dry, you want to cover the dough with a damp tea towel, keep it moist while you're working with it. And certainly it's crucial to have everything ready before you start, because once you start, you're going to have to move quickly.
Indeed. Everyone knows about baklava, the phyllo honey, and walnut confection. Let's go beyond that and talk about a few other ideas.
Well, it's great for wrapping things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get some asparagus out there, certainly parboil a stalk, trimmed asparagus. You want to wrap it in prosciutto, and then, you know, take a leaf of phyllo out, brush it, melted butter. Sprinkle a little mixture of grated Parmesan cheese and breadcrumbs, and then just roll everything up and bake them, and you have these cute little, you know, cigarette-like asparagus treats.
Oh, cute. And you can have a little cold cantaloupe on the side.
Oh yeah. That'll definitely work. Then there's also spanakopita. You know, it's the phyllo, spinach, and cheese triangles, and these are great hors d'oeuvres.
How do you make those?
Well, most of the recipe is about the filling. You know, you're going to do some onion sautéed, whisk in some egg, finely chopped baby spinach, some
mm-hmm.
garlic, bit of lemon juice, bit of cream cheese or feta cheese. And then you basically stir, refrigerate it for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, how will the phyllo figure into that?
So you basically take a sheet and brush it with melted butter. Then you cut that sheet into strips about 2 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
Cut them into little squares. And you're going to be folding them in half diagonally.
Yeah.
Take a spoonful of filling, place it on one side, fold over the other, and boom, make a little triangle and you're done.
And then it goes into the oven and you're good to go.
Yeah, and that flaky pastry gives the spanakopita a great crunchy texture.
Well, Jerry, baklava is so darn tasty, but it is a bit of a chore to make. Are there any easier ideas?
Sure. I mean, you can take phyllo dough and roll it up filled with crushed nuts and honey, and it'd be easier to put together and much quicker than the whole baklava.
How would you prepare the filling?
You know, the nuts are your choice. Grind them up. You know, I think you could use just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then take those ground nuts and blend them with a little sugar, a little honey, some melted butter, your choice of baking spices, pumpkin
mm-hmm.
pie spice, of course. Spread it on a double sheet of buttered phyllo, roll it up. Cut the long tube into shorter sections and you just bake it for 15, 20 minutes. You can add a little syrup or a little honey on top once you serve it.
Well, Jerry, we're going to put these ideas on the website. People can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.